Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Board Member Selection Process Committee call on Wednesday, the 29th of January at 1500 UTC. On today's call, we have Tijani Benjima, Maureen Hilliard, Dev Anand Teluksing, Oksana Priotko, and Roberto Gaetano. We have apologies from Boudouin Chombe, Rudy Vonsnik, Eduardo Diaz, Heidi Ulrich, and Olivier Crétin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Tijani. I have already put the first document up on the Adobe Connect and have the others waiting for when you're ready. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is our first BMSPC call alone, because we did a meeting together with the BCEC. As you know, the BCEC has already issued the slate of five candidates, and now we have to work. Our committee has the job in hand now, so we need today to more or less see where we are and what we have to do. So, first of all, you have the agenda on the screen. Do you agree with it? Is there any amendment of the agenda you need to do? So if there is not, I will consider it as adopted, and we'll go to the item number 3 of the agenda, which is the BMSPC operating procedure. The BMSPC didn't draft specific procedure, the operating procedure, because everything is in the reference documents that are listed below. We will not do anything which is not according to the rules of the procedures of the ALAC. And everything is inside. So we didn't adopt any further operating procedure because perhaps we will not need them. Is there any comment on this point? No, I don't see any comment, any hand. So we go to the point number 4, which is the reference documents. All our work will be done according to the following documents: the rule number 19 of the rule of procedure of ALAC, where you have the whole procedure for the selection. We have recent modification done yesterday, which more or less cover something that wasn't covered, which was the how to do if one of the electorate members is absent, cannot vote, ill or dead or anything. And this modification covered it. It gives the RALO the ability to appoint a replacement for the absent, for the member, the electorate member absent. The third document will be the adjunct number 3, which is more explanation than rules. So you can go through them, and you will see that this adjunct is only to clarify if you want, and to give the modification regarding the old rules, what changed in this in the amendment that we did to the rule of procedure. This was the purpose of this adjunct document. And finally, the timeline. And the timeline was defined, we defined it together in Buenos Aires. You remember, we adopted it together in Buenos Aires, and we are working according this timeline. And I have to thank the BCEC because the BCEC respected exactly this timeline, even if it was difficult to respect it, because there was a period during the season's holidays, and they worked during these holidays to achieve their work and to be on time. They released yesterday the slate. Yesterday was the deadline to release the slate. So those are the reference documents. They are there. Please take them. Please copy them. They will be our Bible. They will be our tool for work. We don't have to do anything which is not relevant with which is not conform with the, with those rules. Now, since we have today Roberto Gaetano here, I perhaps will give him the floor to announce, and you have it. The announce was done by email, but he can do it for you to announce the list of the five candidates that they put on the slate for this election. So, Roberto, if you are here, if you don't mind, please, can you please read this list?
Hello, this is Roberto for the transcript. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Yes, we hear you.
Yes. Thank you, Tiziani. In fact, we had a tight deadline, but I think with the goodwill of everybody, of the members of the committee of staff and so on, we made it. We have this situation. Out of the eight valid submissions of candidatures, we have recognized that five were worth it for final processing, further processing by ALAC. And so those, the people that we included in this slate of candidates are, and I clarify, I'm going to mention them in alphabetical order of the last name. Rinalia Abdul-Rahim, Sébastien Bachelet, Alan Greenberg, Ivan Leibovic, and Jean-Jacques Siberna. There were other three candidates whose candidatures have passed the minimum requirements, but that we have not included in the plate of candidates because, in our opinion, their qualifications and experience were lower than the first group of five candidates. And I don't know, Tijan, if you want me to mention those names as well or not, Tijan.
Please, Roberto, please, yes, please.
So the other three candidates are David Alnott, Bobby Lloyd, and Barol Senel. I believe that these three candidates can still be put in the final slate of candidates by a vote of ALAC, and specifically by if they have the support of three regions. But I think that this is, I will defer to Tijani on the explanation of the further process. Saying that these are, so for us, the five candidates that we have put in the slate were, in our opinion, in our evaluation of the fact, above the average and surely above the three additional candidates. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roberto. Very important what you said. And for your information, any addition to the slate by the RALOs have to come from the three persons that were not selected by the BCEC, but who submitted the SOI to the BCEC. This is clear. Okay, so I will stop here and ask you if you have any questions, any comments. Okay, Dev.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Dev Anand speaking. Roberto, thanks again for the summary. My question is regarding the information regarding the three candidates that were not by the BCEC. Is there information about regarding their submission going to be posted onto the wiki? And when would that information be posted so that the RALOs themselves can review these candidates and make their decision?
Thank you, Dev. There is a part of the SOI which is public, another part which is not public, which is private, which is confidential. And the public part, I think, are public on the BCEC page. And I want that Roberto confirm what I am saying. Roberto, please.
Yes, I think that I understand that there have been discussions because of some inconsistencies in the accessibility of the websites. In principle, the candidatures have to be visible to the members of your committee and to the members of ALAC that have to make a decision. But I understand that we had some problems in terms of accessibility of some of the page that are now being looked at by staff. So what I can say is that in principle the candidatures are accessible by these people. If this is not the case physically now, it is because the problem of the authorizations to access the pages is being fixed right now.
Thank you, Roberto. I would like to precise that it is not only these committee members and the ALAC members who need to have access to the public part of the EOIs. It is the whole public. Everyone can access it. It is something which is public. What is confidential, only BCEC members can access it. What is public, anyone can access it. And including information about the three remaining candidates that are not on the slate. Does that respond to your question, Dev?
Yes, it does. Thank you. This is Dave speaking. Because I noticed the announcement didn't have a link to, you know, a website where we could see the final candidate list or to the other applicants that submitted an expression of interest. So I was a little bit wondering about that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any other question, any other clarification? If there isn't, so we covered the issue number 5, which is candidate slate issued by the BCEC, and also the point number 6, which is possible addition to the candidate slate. As I said, any addition can be done from the three names that weren't selected by the BCEC, but who submitted their AOI to the BCEC. So, what's next now? Now, the first step now is for the RALOs to consider adding names from those three persons. And this will take 14 days, according to the timeline. Gisela, can you please put the timeline on the screen? So we will have 14 days for that, for the RALOs to decide if they want to add candidates on the slate. And the deadline for that will be on 21, I think, or something like this. I have to open my timeline. Moment, please. Okay. If you can, please put it on the Adobe Connect. I have it for me now. So, okay. So normally on. Yes. Yes, Fatima. Yes, Gisela. Gisela.
Sorry to interrupt, Tijani. Is that the correct, that's Gisela here. Is that the correct document? I just had an outing in my audio. I just wanted to confirm that that was the correct document.
Timeline? The last one. No, this is not the correct one.
Like,
this is
No, the timeline is coming. It's coming.
Okay, thank you. This is what I am asking for.
Thank you, Tijani. My apologies.
No problem. So, the BCC announced the slate on 28th of January. Can you make it bigger, Gisela, please? Readable, at least. And we will have, the RALOs will have 14 days to define any addition. And then they will have 10 days to have the support for those names, because any name asked to be added has to get the support of at least three RALOs. So this is a more or less a long period for the RALOs to think, to decide, and to support. What we will do, we will try to make a joint meeting between all the RALOs, and we will try to explain them what is needed, what are the rules, and what are the deadlines. This call should be done, I don't know, perhaps we can do it on 10th of February at the moment. No, not 10. 7th. We can do it on 7th February. This call will be important because it will be more or less. We will give them the procedure, give them the possibilities and the dates. So I propose that we do this call on 7th of February, Friday, 7th February. Is there any objection for this date? Why I say 7, because I will be traveling till 6. So 7 I will be in Tunis, and I will be able to participate in the call. Okay, Maureen, please.
Thank you, Tijani. This is Maureen for the record. Just one query. So if it's in February the 7th, is it, there's a timeline of 14 days for the RALO candidates to be identified. Is that not cutting it pretty fine to have the meeting to explain that on February the 7th? Also, just to clarify one other thing, with the candidates, you mentioned that the candidates had to be among the, from the three people who missed out, or...
Yes, yes.
Is that the case?
Yes, exactly.
So they can't actually nominate anyone else. It's just that I was just reading through the AP RALO message that came from Sirinush, and she does sort of like say, are there any other candidates to be nominated? And I just wanted to get that clarified because I think the RALOs need to, RALO leaders need to really understand, you know, like who these candidates can be.
Exactly. Maureen, that's why there is at least one of the RALO members, member of this committee. There is, in fact, there is two from each RALO. But unfortunately, today, there is not a lot of attendees, and I am so sorry for that. But I count on you to transmit the message. It is the choice cannot be done from elsewhere. It is only from those three persons who already submitted their EOI, and they passed the preliminary assessment. So that means that they fulfill the conditions, the criteria. So those are the people who can be added to the slate. And for sure, it is not. I don't think it, we need all this time to do that, but it is good to have time. Now that people already received the mail of Heidi, in which everything is explained, everything. Even the addition to the slate is explained in the mail. So they have time to think about it. And we, in the middle of the period, we will come back to them and... We will come to them and have a teleconference to explain them everything, to give them all the elements, and to explain them that any addition has to have the support of at least three of the RALOs. So we can do it earlier, but earlier I will be traveling, and I don't want to make it in a short notice, so that all people come, all people be on the call. We will perhaps also make a doodle so that we will know which is the best time for this teleconference to have the maximum of participation. I think the earliest date is 7 of February. Today we are 29, so short notice it is not possible, and then I will be traveling, so 7, I think 7 of February will be good. Okay, I have two hands. Maureen, is it an old hand, or do you ask for the floor second time?
So, I'm sorry, it is an old hand, I'll just put it down.
Okay, Dev, please.
Thank you. David Antilakshin speaking. Thanks, Tejani. I have no problem with having the single-purpose multi-RALO call on February the 7th. Two concerns. One is that, as we know, we have five regions here, and finding a time where all the regions can effectively participate may be a challenge. So the first question is one call sufficient, or do we do it like how ICANN does webinars? We choose two different times to suit all the regions. That's my first question. I have a second question. If you want, let's talk. I have a follow-up question, but
Okay.
Second question. Okay, after the poll on February the 7th, the deadline for the real identification of additional candidates is on the 11th. My concern is that, well, we need to have transcripts of the call at least available, at least for all the reloads, because not everybody is going to be on that call. So the information from this call needs to be transcribed and made available to all the reloads, because then they could review that and make their decisions as to, well, what candidate they want to support, and also whether they wish to add an additional candidate from the three applicants that submitted EOIs. So my concern is, when would those transcripts be available, and would that, and, you know, because I want to have those transcripts available so that the realists can then make their choices, the best choice possible. That's it for now.
Thank you, Dev. For your first question, it's a very good idea. We will do two calls, 12-hour apart, so that everyone can participate in the teleconference. For your second concern, and I understand it very well, it will be 24 hours, but we will be facing a weekend, so it will be 24 hours after the weekend. That means that it will be perhaps after the deadline. I would like to say that everything is written in the mail of Heidi that has been sent yesterday. The teleconference is only to make things more clear. And we give two times, so people have to attend. And if they don't attend the first, they can attend the second. I don't think that we, because if you want to have all the good conditions, and I understand it, and I would like to do it, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it because I don't want to make a call under short notice. We will have less attendance than if we do it with a good, reasonable time. Second, because I cannot do it before 7, since I am coming back home on 6. So I don't know. If you have any idea how to do, tell me. But again, I say that everything is already explained. First, everything is on the rule of procedure. Second, everything is on the email sent widely by Heidi. And third, there will be two teleconferences, 12-hour apart, so that everyone can attend them. Dev, please.
Okay, this is Dave. I'm trying to look at the schedule here to try to figure out how to ensure, you know, the availability of transcripts in time for the radio deadlines. But another question that's coming to mind that probably needs to be clarified, the multi-radio call, this will only the five candidates that have been selected by the BCEC, or do they also include the three candidates that submitted an EOI but were not selected by the BCEC?
Would you please repeat the question?
Sure. My question is, the three applicants that submitted an EOI, will they be on this call on the February 7th?
No, it's not a campaign. A meeting to clarify, to explain, to make things clear to every member of electorate. That's why we do this call. When they decide to add someone, when the slate is completed, in this case, everyone can do its campaign. Now we are not yet there.
Okay, thanks for that. Thanks. This is Dave. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Any other question, please? So I don't see any other question. I'd like to ask you all, please, to report to your RALU, to your region, the content of this teleconference, especially the addition, how the addition can be done, from where we can pick people, and what are the deadlines. Okay, so the next steps, I say again, will be first a teleconference, a cross-RALO teleconference, which will be programmed for 7 of February, which is a Friday. We will do a doodle to define the best two times. We will do it in two times, and we will see what are the two best times for so that everyone can attend. Action item staff for the doodle. Huh? This is the first step. And when this call is done, then the RALOs will be will have till 11, I think, till. Till 11 of February to define the names to be added, until 21 of February to have the support of three RALOs. And then 21 of February we will be almost at the election period, at the election, since we have only 2 days to start to have the final slate. If we have the final slate, we can begin the election phase. So the first round has to begin not later than 16 March. Okay, so you have the timeline, and everything is explained in the timeline. If you have any question, please don't hesitate to ask me. Yes, I have two hands. I have first Dev.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. This is Dev speaking. Thanks, Tijani. This is Dev speaking. Just looking at the initiation of the first round votes, happening, which has to happen by the 16th of March. I mean, the ITing is, I believe, starting on the 21st. So is it that, how should I put it? I guess my thinking, my question is, well, why not do the actual voting at the ICANN face-to-face meeting? Or is it not considered a good... Why does it have to happen before the ICANN meeting in Singapore?
Okay, thank you.
And not during the ICANN.
Thank you, Deb, for this question, important question, and it will be, we will use the Singapore meeting, but not for the first round, because we will have to do it in two rounds. The first round, we will make the slate made of three candidate only. So the first round is to drop 2 of the 5. And this will be done electronically. I hope there will not be ties, and I hope that everything goes smoothly so that we can do the second round in Singapore. And it is better. I am planning to do it in Singapore because it is better. If there is a tie, we can do it live. And when it is done live, nobody will complain. Did I respond to your question?
Thanks, Tijani. This is Dave speaking. Indeed. I suppose one thing that comes to mind then is that, well, for the successive rounds that could happen during the ICANN face-to-face meeting, we have to ensure remote participation is available, especially for those persons, candidates that are part of the electorate. The RALOs have to then select an alternate to vote on behalf of the RALO. So those alternates, if they're not able to travel, then would have to have remote participation into those rounds. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Normally, the whole electorate will be in Singapore, since they are the ALAC members plus the RALO chairs. So normally, they will be all in the Singapore. If someone is not there for any reason, they can do it remotely, and we have the means to do so. We will avoid to do it for all people. We will do it face-to-face for the maximum, and if there is one or two remaining, they will be do it remotely, as we do normally. Okay?
I would like to read out a question.
Moment. I have seen the hand of Oksana. I don't know if Oksana would like to tell something before I give you the floor, Silvia. Oksana?
I think Oksana wanted to speak, but...
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but I don't know if she can. She can speak, so she put the question on the chat. I can read it out for her.
I can't speak, she said. I can't speak. Yes, I see.
Okay, so I will read out.
Yes,
if you
please.
Allow me, I can read her question for the record.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Oksana says, in RALO, we have to find and select a replacing regional ALAC voter for RALO, as Jean-Jacques Soubrenas, as one of our current regional ALAC members, is personally involved and cannot vote himself. Is there any procedure for this?
Yes. Yes, Oksana. There is a procedure for that, and it is on the rule of procedure, rule number 19, that was displayed at the beginning of this call. Everything is addressed. This case is addressed, and it is up to the RALO to choose a replacement. And they have to do it according to their rule of procedure, their own rule of procedure. They have to do it properly with the vote, etc., but according to their own rule of procedure. Oksana, did I answer your question? Okay.
And Tijani, if you allow me just one clarification, if I may ask you. So I have noted the first conference call will be on Friday, the 7th of February. Second call to be determined. Is that okay?
No. Both will be on Friday, but 12 hours apart.
12 hours apart. Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
So if we do the first at 8 o'clock in the morning, we will do the second at 8 o'clock in the evening.
Got it. Okay.
And we will not decide on the time now. We will make a doodle for that, so that we will see what are the times where we have the maximum of participants.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. I'm noting. Thank you.
So a doodle for both. For a doodle for the first, a doodle for the second. No, what we can do is one single doodle, but for the whole period, the whole day. And according to the availability of people, we will pick two times. Okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Tijani.
Okay, thank you. Any other question?
Tijani, this is Maureen speaking. Just to let you know that I actually don't have Adobe Connect. I can't access it again, but I can hear you, so I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maureen. So, any other question? So, if there is not other question, I will adjourn this call. we will not decide on another call for the BC for the BMSPC. We will have a call on 7th of February, a call in two times on 7th of February, and then we will decide on the next call for the BMSPC. Thank you very much, and have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Tijani and everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned. Yeah. You will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today.